placed the Yorkshire Gilts 3-1-2-4. In my top pair, more production-oriented females with the most replacement potential, I chose the Deeper Body 3-1. I like the fact that she's a more maternal gilt that has looser spine, longer fretted, and has a more evenly spaced underline. Yes, one stands with more natural skeletal width, but at the same time, she is a small outline female that is steep out of her hip, so I marked her second. Even so, in my close middle pair of heavier bone, wider base female, I chose the structurally correct gilt in 1/2. Simply put, she is a looser hip female that has a more dissolved set to her hocks. Ultimately, I expect her to be more suitable for confinement. In D2, it's low around her hip, but unfortunately, she's a small body gilt that is tighter structured, so I left her third. Despite that, my bottom pair of contrasting types, I chose the faster growing 2/4. There is simply more of two, as she's a deeper body female that is more open in her rib shape. In addition to this, she stands on a wider foundation. I realize that 4 is looser structured gilt that tracks smoother up her hind legs, but that's where it ends, as she completes my class being the frailest bone, narrowest made, shallowest body gilt.